Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, stand up for you when your world comes crashing down. I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you when you're up against the wall. I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com. to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous, as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier,
hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and tonight I want to talk to you about our healing weekend, our Straight Wives Healing Weekend that we just returned from in Houston, Texas. And I have my reflections, and then I am going to talk frankly with my straight spouse sisters and brothers, mainly my straight spouse sisters. But first, I must say congratulations to all our women. This is National Women's History Month, and tomorrow will be International Women's Day. Tomorrow, March 8th, will be International Women's Day. And I just want to congratulate our women, because some of you have been through a lot. And I just want you to love yourself tomorrow. Love yourself on that day. And I don't want you to just love yourself tomorrow and forget about yourself afterward, but I want you to love yourself tomorrow and continue to love yourself every other day after that. So I just want to talk a little about our Houston retreat and my personal reflections. You know, recently I kept telling you about our trip to Houston, that we were going to be meeting as straight spouses. And I recently traveled for the second time from South Florida to Houston, Texas, to attend a Straight Wives weekend retreat. Now, and as the representative of South Florida Connects, which is a straight spouse support organization based here in Miramar, Florida, I was more than thrilled to be invited to participate in the Healing Weekend Retreat that was facilitated by my straight spouse mentor, none other than Bonnie Kay, who is the founder of the Bonnie Kay Straight Wives Support Network. Our network consists of more than 76,000 women from all over the world, including the USA, England, Canada, and Australia. And those women, all of these women, all of our members, were unknowingly married to or are now separated or divorced from gay men who are hiding their true sexual orientation. The weekend was wonderful. It was a truly healing experience. Mind you, there were many teary eyes at times, but Straightwise in the Bonnie K Straightwise Support Network are very resilient and super supportive of each other. When we share, we feel like everyone understands and we feel supported in the best possible way. For those of you who don't know, I am a straight spouse. I met Bonnie, who has been supporting Straightwise for more than 25 years now. When I was doing research to help me understand why a gay man would want to marry me, a straight woman, I met her that time. There was a lot of anger in me at the time, and I was both embarrassed and confused as to how he thought any good could come from a union with a secretly gay man and a straight woman, me, a community advocate, who at the time had no idea, no clue at all of his same-sex orientation. How is that not deceptive, harmful, and calculated? How can there be anything good coming out of that? How can there not be heartache and pain when such a secret is discovered? I could not understand how anyone could be that selfish and not realize that it is so much better to be their authentic self. Well, that was several years ago, after I realized that even though I figured out my ex-secret and refused to marry him, there were millions of women who did not escape that kind of marriage. So during the weekend of March 2nd and 3rd of 2013, you know, that last weekend, we came from all over the USA and from Canada to bond with each other. We told our life stories and pondered the same set of questions that I had years ago. We shared our stories, and they were some heartbreaking life stories, and proved that Straightwise are one of the most trusting, steadfast, hardworking, supportive, nurturing, and resilient group of individuals anywhere. As professional, well-educated, and resourceful women, our gathering in Houston had women who hailed from various ethnic backgrounds and religious persuasions, and also socioeconomic levels. But the common theme was that we were all married to, separated, or divorced from men who cannot, some privately or publicly, admit their same-sex orientation and continue to choose to enter relationships with unsuspecting straight women to hide their sexual identity and orientation. These husbands are men who know that they are gay. They knew this years before they married their wives. But even after 15, 25, or even 40 years of same-sex infidelity, they have difficulty admitting they are of same-sex orientation and only enjoy the cover of protection and respectability that a marriage or straight a pair in mainstream relationship provides. As SFC's president, that's South Florida Connects president, and straight spouse minority and immigrant liaison for our network, I am concerned with prevention. From the outset, I know I couldn't do anything about those who already got bamboozled and were in the relationships or the marriages, but I was intent on helping to prevent other women from being suckered into such kind of relationships and marriages. I believe that through education and straight spouse awareness, we can help women who have not taken the plunge yet avoid marriages to men who continue to deny their same-sex orientation and are choosing to be deceptive so they can hide their sexual identity and orientation in relationships with caring, unsuspecting women. There was a time when it was acceptable in some communities for a man to beat his wife. That's not so anymore. And that has a name. We call it domestic violence and abuse. There is awareness, and people are making the connection. People are reaching out for help with that problem. Here at South Florida Connects, we understand that the straight spouse awareness process is going to be a long and tedious one, but we intend to persevere until straight spouses, especially those of immigrant and minority descent, are able to access information and services to educate themselves and find empowerment and support, just like domestic violence and abuse victims. Like Bonnie said, what a wonderful weekend we all had in Houston. The tears and laughter will bond us together through trying times in the future as our common threads bond us together in our past. And while talking to some straight wives and talking on the phone to other straight wives since I got back from Houston, it became so apparent that condom use is still stigmatized in many parts of the immigrant community. Many people are often too embarrassed to buy condoms and even to use them with their partners. Surprisingly, some women still wonder what a guy's been up to if he wants to use a condom. If a man wants to use a condom, some women assume something must be wrong. As straight wives, you should assume at all times that something might be wrong and encourage condom use on the few occasions when your husband, your gay husband, wants to touch you. You know, some men will beat their woman if they ask them to use a condom, even though you know that they are being unfaithful and you know that the guy who they claim to be their boy is their lover, and you ask them to use a condom, they'll beat you, you know, implying that you are being disrespectful and accusing them of unfaithfulness. Yeah, that has happened to so many women, and this is a very predominant thing in the immigrant community. So many of them remain in abusive relationships with secret gay partners. Immigrant straight spouses have a whole set of problems that other straight spouses sometimes do not. The dialogue has to expand, though, to make sure that all straight spouses are equally protected and feel that their life is just as valuable as the next person's. To ensure healthy straight spouses, children, and healthy families, I think that we must take into consideration the context of empowering straight spouses to become leaders in their families and in their communities. I met some strong, resilient women over the weekend, and some of them are ready to reclaim their voice, their dignity, and respect in a healing and transformative process. And this is what I'm hoping for our immigrant straight spouses or immigrant women who find themselves living with a secretly gay spouse. You know, immigrant straight spouses need to know that some of the same resources that are available to everyone else are also available to them regardless of their immigrant status. You don't have to accept abuse. And you definitely don't have to risk contracting a deadly sexually transmitted disease. You also may have options about whether you want to stay in a loveless, sexually deficient, and emotionally abusive marriage. Our community providers can be vehicles to allow the process to unfold and can be part of the journey that reshapes the lives of immigrant straight spouses, leading to a hopeful and productive future. And some of you might wonder, why do I keep talking about immigrant straight spouses? Some of our immigrant women wanted to come to Houston, but they were in such situations where they couldn't leave, or even those who could leave had no funding to do so. So my heart continues to go out to our immigrant women, because this is where my focus was when I began, because I am an immigrant woman, and my research, my immediate research, showed me that there was a problem among my immigrant population. So when an immigrant woman feel and own her empowerment, you know, she will be able to live more fulfilling, a more fulfilling life, and value her contribution. Her contribution will be valued in her community, as opposed to feeling that she does not have a voice. So that's why I'm working so hard for our immigrant women to become stronger. And I hope that additional supportive services that are so badly needed, that are, you know, that are culturally based, such as mental health services for those who get so depressed, nutrition counseling, HIV AIDS education and awareness, drug and substance abuse services, and English as a second language classes, and domestic violence programs and other emergency assistance can be implemented for immigrant straight spouses. Educational forums to address the issues affecting immigrant straight spouses are also needed. And this includes linkages to awareness programs in immigrant communities. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to make this appeal, because the statistics for HIV infection among our immigrant women is the highest among all women. So if you are an immigrant woman, and even if you're not an immigrant woman, if you're sexually active now or were sexually active any time in the past, I want you to get an HIV test if you have not had one yet. So you can text your zip code. If you live in the United States, you can text your zip code to 566-948. That's 566-948. Text your zip code to that number, and you will receive a reply text with the name and telephone number of a testing facility near you. Or you could go to hivtest.org, and you will be able to put in your information and receive the same valid information. Now, I believe that cross-cultural studies of the impact of intimate partner violence and straight spouse awareness among immigrant straight spouses should be undertaken. And partnerships between providers and community-based programs that serve immigrants should be strengthened. We should have campaigns raising awareness among immigrant women or of their risk of HIV infection due to the risky same-sex behaviors of their spouses, including a collaboration with the various immigrant communities to develop these campaigns, and I know that this would be very beneficial. We will continue to make sure that straight spouses know that there is confidential, non-judgmental support available to them regardless of their nationality, education, socioeconomic status, sex, or race, because yes, I do support some men who are straight spouses. The groundwork for progress has been laid. We know that we will get to the place where immigrant and minority straight spouses know that help is always available to them and that they do not have to deal with this debilitating situation alone. Our advocacy here at South Florida Connects continues. And as of now, we are the only organization in the Caribbean diaspora providing education, information, empowerment, and confidential support geared specifically to immigrant and minority straight spouses. And I have to thank my straight spouse mentor, Bonnie Kay, for helping me to be focused, be more focused, so I could be able to zero in on where my strengths as a straight spouse peer support specialist really lie, and focus on those people, you know, because we are helping to provide a light at the end of the tunnel for straight spouses, and we will not rest until we expand that progress so that no straight spouse, immigrant or otherwise, in South Florida, the U.S., or around the world will feel that they are alone or left behind. So those of us who gathered in Houston will continue to make sure that straight spouses know that there is confidential support available and that they can confidently join our 3 times weekly support chats on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Because you are not alone, and like my straight spouse mentor always say, life was not meant to be this complicated, period. And I continue to feel blessed knowing that God chose me for this awesome, awesome work. And I just want you to know, those of you who are in Houston, you are winners. And you don't understand what you did for you, what you did for yourself, what you did for your family by showing up in Houston. You should be feeling right about now, like Alicia Keys says, that you are a brand new me.
What's going on, Kel?
Hey.
Looks nice. Let's go.
Don't be surprised. Oh, did you look surprised?
okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. And now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
Okay, that was Alicia Keys, and I try to find a song that would match the empowerment that I know some of our women who left Houston with, the determination that I could see in their faces and in their eyes. So I thought this song was probably how some of you are feeling right now. And now for the tough talk, because I have to talk to some of you who were in Houston and some of you who were not in Houston, who couldn't make it. And I am going to refer to one of Bunny's newsletters. This is the April 2012 newsletter. Because in this letter, she addressed the fact that some of you are waiting for a confession that will never come. And that is a biggie, because a lot of people say, he won't tell me. No. Okay. Some of you finally get it. And although I have alluded to this numerous times in my writing, on our website, and in my speeches, I had to really get this clear in my own mind, because some of your husbands will never admit they are gay to you. You are standing around waiting for a confession so you can feel better about the void and lack of intimacy in your marriage. If only you could get a confession. If only you could hear him say these magic words. If only you could find the proof you need. If only. Get over it. Some of you will never, ever get a confession. What are you going to do if you don't get a confession? You're just going to live your life in limbo forever because you know what you know, but you're waiting for him to tell you what you already know? Come on. Guess what? It is not going to happen. Bunny wrote about this about 10 years ago when she described the straight gay man. Since, I call him the down low man. Since it has been a while since she wrote about that to you, I'm going to repeat it here on this radio program because I believe it helps you understand these men who won't tell you they are gay because they don't believe they are gay. They don't believe they are gay. After our Houston weekend, I have to say this to you and to all the other women who didn't come but listened to this program, because I'm going to use Bunny's newsletter to help me do this. So let's talk about the straight gay husband, the down low husband. It is Bunny's, you know, it was Bunny's new reference to the gay man who permanently believe and live the straight, believe they're straight and live the straight life, quote unquote, straight life. Sort of like wolves in sheep's clothing. They are the husbands who will not acknowledge their same-sex orientation privately or publicly ever. Some of them know that you know, but try to confuse you enough to put you in doubt in your own mind to make you think you are crazy. It's the best defense to your offense. Your offensive questions keep getting deflected with this bogus defense. These are the men who shut you up or shut you down the moment you think about making mention of the possibility of their same-sex attraction because, and the gay hookup sex that they're having, because you see the evidence. You see the evidence. They know what they are, and they know what you suspect. But they want you to keep your mouth shut because they don't want to hear about it, especially not from you. These men are different than the gay husbands that admit they are gay or bisexual, but promise not to act on those needs while they remain married to you. Like we really believe that story. They are also different than the gay husbands who are leading very secret lives and not leaving a trail of crumbs for you to follow. They are not even quite like the limbo men that Bonnie has talked about, who are caught in between two worlds. These are men who are definitely not stuck anywhere. They are identifying strictly as straight. There is no way they're entering the gay world through the front or back door, or even through the closet. They detest the gay world and what it stands for, which gives them the greatest reassurance, at least to themselves, that they're not gay. These straight gay men are the ones who have to remain in total control of all of their physical motions, lest someone should suspect they are not quite as straight as they claim. It's funny how many women tell us how their husbands' physical appearances, gestures, and movements change once they actually come out. I can't even fathom how difficult it must be to have to go through life calculating every breath and step you take. It's sort of like walking down a sidewalk and having to make sure that you don't step on a crack or you will break your mother's back. You know that game that children used to play. These husbands are quick to use you and the children as their proof that they are not gay to the outside world, just in case they let their guard down and anyone might accuse them of the unthinkable. They honestly don't identify as gay, even though they have sex with men. They don't get themselves involved emotionally with men, just sexually. That helps them justify the fact that they are straight, not gay. And you will find these men advertising on Craigslist and on all the other download sites, and they call themselves discreet. And they say that they are same-gender loving. They are not gay. And some of them call themselves G-O-Y. I'm not sure why they think that. And that's not the O is a number zero, G-0-Y. Yeah, some of them call themselves that. Some women can't understand this. And I don't blame you for not being able to understand it. Because here's my thing. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it is a duck. If the duck has sex with a chicken and enjoys having sex with a goose and continues to have sex with a goose, it might be a goose. What do you think? Are you still a duck if you don't have sex with ducks, you only have sex with goose? Maybe you are just a goose disguised as a duck, right? But I always say to women, when you find your evidence, don't be looking at evidence and have your straight gay husband explain it away with a lie. You know what you know, so please don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the lies. Women who live with straight gay men and limbo men are often the most commonly emotionally abused women. You know what I'm talking about. they, you know, you would have to be. Your husbands are truly living in a complex world that makes little or no sense. They are living unfulfilled lives because they don't have any emotional connections. They have none to you, their wife, and they have none to the anonymous men who they hook up with for gay sex. They don't connect emotionally with you, the wife, because they aren't really straight. They don't connect emotionally with the men because they refuse to think that they are gay. And so they function but don't connect. Now, this lack of emotional connection creates a sense of insensitivity when it comes to your feelings and your emotions. You may always be wondering why there's no connection. Yes, that's part of the reason. It also closes them up as human beings. They are unable to connect with a wife because they are living an internal and what seems like an external lie. This lie keeps overtaking any sense of good feelings toward the person whom they believe is responsible for the state of living, namely you, because they blame you. Some of them married you believing that if they marry a good woman, it would make the gay feelings go away. Some of them believe that if they married you, a straight woman, and, you know, quickly made a couple kids, that will make them stop feeling gay. The same sex orientation, the same sex attraction would go away. But because you did not create that miracle, you didn't provide that miracle cure, they blame you. Now we know this is ridiculous. So to think that you should be their reason for living this lie, but subconsciously, this is how they feel. As much as they love to have you as their cover, quote-unquote, is as much as they hate to have you sharing under their covers. They resent your nagging demands for sexual intimacy because it isn't their thing. It's your thing. And why do you have to try to make them feel inadequate just because they are? Even when you stop asking for sex, you're still thinking about it and they can tell. It means they have to come up with a continuous string of stories to account for their lack of sexual behavior with you. This puts pressure on these guys who feel you are being unreasonable. Why do you have to make such a big deal out of sex? Huh? Why? That's their question. They feel that in all other ways, they are ideal husbands. And I have spoken to so many women who said that is true. They are there raising the family with you. They are there providing financially. They are helping to support all of your financial needs, or at least sharing in them. They are taking part in the social activities that you have decided are important. They are doing lots for you. And how do you show your appreciation? By badgering them with little innuendos and questioning looks. This really shows a lack of appreciation, you know, on your part. And so they really get upset. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you? But be upset because they are lying to you. They are deceiving you. Nobody bargained for a wedding without sex. Nobody bargained for a marriage without sex. I'm not sure how many people would do that. The straight gay man think they are supermen. And to a degree they are, because how could anyone juggle so many things and remember so many things to avoid detection for so many years? They juggle, manipulate, calculate, and carefully plan out all of their actions. Now, that takes a lot of energy to do this. And they marvel at their ability to pull it off. It gives them an air of smugness that shows in their personality. I'm not quite sure what they think they are pulling off, because they know that you are doubtful of their explanations. There are only so many headaches backaches, depressions, and side effects from medication that you can keep relying on. But they feel confident if they use these excuses enough, you will give up. And truthfully, most women do. I've spoken to women who said 10 years, 8 years, 6 years, 5 years. They sleep with their husbands in the same bed and they have no sexual relations. None. As I've said before, numerous times, no woman wants to feel like she has to beg her husband to make love to her. It's degrading and demeaning. I'm sure we get the hint after enough sexual rejections to stop asking. But a lot of women said after being rejected so many times, they give up asking. But it doesn't mean that we stop thinking and wanting. No, we just hate being rejected, so we stop asking. Every time you see other couples holding and caressing and loving on each other, this is a reminder. It's a reminder of what you thought you should have but never were able to achieve. It's a reminder of what your hopes and dreams were for married life when you took that life-altering step and said, I do. You're momentarily reminded of that marriage and what it was supposed to be, but never became. And this sadness shows in your faces, in your eyes, and in your hearts. When your husbands glimpse at you, they know that what you are thinking. They know what you are wishing because it shows in your face and it shows in your eyes and even in your demeanor. They know what the words they don't want to hear may possibly come in out of your mouth at any moment. Rather than take a chance and have to come up with one more excuse, they find some way to knock you down and put you back into the non-assertive mental state that they so easily know how to do. We are women who have been conditioned, and some of us have been conditioned more than others. Remember, straight gay men in their marriages indefinitely and have years to erode your sense of self-worth. You know, let me say that again. Straight gay men remain in their marriages indefinitely and have years to erode your sense of self-worth. That is why some women remain married 30, 35, 40 years to a man who is not touching them sexually or a man who they know is having gay hookup sex. Because they have beaten you down and made your self-esteem so low, you don't want to leave or you feel like you can't leave. You couldn't function. And they continue to do what they want to do because they have you where they think they want you. They are not going anywhere. And they want to make sure that you feel inadequate enough so that you don't go anywhere either. I don't know who could have taught these men about the facts of life and marriage, but obviously they weren't listening or didn't have a teacher. Didn't anyone ever tell them that sex is part of marriage? Didn't they ever hear that intimacy grows from making love to the person who loves you? Do they really believe that they can sit for years in a marriage and overlook that little detail? Oh, yes, they do. And because we become their silent partners because we have been silent on the issue of sex and we have discreetly stepped into the back of their closets. They continue to believe that. They believe some of you will never leave. The irony is that even if you leave these men, as some women do, they will remarry again. Yes. So many of our straight spouses report that the ex-gay husband went on and married again and got two more kids with the new wife. even though he is gay. They will remarry another woman. They will still do their occasional gay sex thing to satisfy their sexual need, but that goes with the territory, right? We know that. It is amazing to me how these men can live such a delusional existence until the day some of them die. And they will drag other women into their web of deceit. One woman after the next. As soon as one finds out and leaves, they get another one to replace that one. The next victim. And men who do this more than once are victimizers. Remember that word. They will fall for it, the woman, just like you did, but even better. Your straight gay husband has a track record. He will still use you as his shield by telling his next conquest that he was married before. He is straight, therefore, he is straight. He has proof. He had a wife and a couple kids before you. Yep. And the woman who is in a subsequent marriage with this man has no reason to question his sexuality at all. He was married before. He's marrying again. And some of you who are listening to this right now are that other woman, because now you have seen the light. Chances are his next wife will feel even more inadequate than you, the first wife, felt. He'll make sure to tell her that the two of you never had problems in the bedroom before. And if she does meet you, she will be too embarrassed to ask you the truth. And you will probably feel still be protecting him. So if you are in a long-term marriage to a straight gay man, don't plan on things ever getting better. You know, I'm not an advocate for divorce. I don't tell people what to do. But I know for myself, I would never stay in a relationship or marriage with a man who I know or even just suspect to be gay. I couldn't. But I'm not telling you what to do. You know what's best for you. You know what's best for you. You know, there may be temporary second honeymoon periods for some of you, only to prove to you once again that you are crazy for even suspecting there is something wrong with your wonder man. But it's guaranteed that things will resort back to normal, quote-unquote, patterns for digs. Harsh words and put-downs, you can count on it. Then decide if this is most what you want out of life. Because as long as you are in this marriage, this is all you can expect. It's like women in abusive marriages, I mean physically abusive marriages. He beat you up, and then he woo you, and there's a little honeymoon period, and then he beats you up again. And then you started learning how to look forward to the gifts that he gives you after he beats you up. Yeah, this is basically like the same thing. He doesn't give you any sex for months and ends or maybe years. And then when he feels that you really must be thinking he's really gay, he throws you down and he gives you some sex. And because you haven't had any in such a long time, you feel so appreciative, even though, you know, it's lousy sex. Yeah, I've heard stories. Looking back over these, you know, these words from 10 years ago that Bunny wrote, I must say, they were right on. The only difference is today, I understand the concept better than I think maybe she did back then. Because there is a word that covers the whole thing. There's a word that describes what these husbands do. They compartmentalize. For those of you who are not familiar with this phrase, let me give you a good definition. Compartmentalization is an unconscious psychological defense mechanism used to avoid cognitive dissonance, yeah, I know it's a mouthful, or the mental discomfort and anxiety caused by a person having conflicting values, cognitions, emotions, beliefs, etc., within themselves. So compartmentalization allows these conflicting ideas to coexist by inhibiting direct or explicit acknowledgement and interaction between separate compartmentalized self-states. You get that? Yeah, they can segment things. They go out and they have gay sex. Great gay sex. They come home all flushed, looking flushed, but you don't even notice it. And then they come home and they just put that in, like, in the back of their mind and start acting like this nice straight husband that they really want to be in their minds, but they can't be because they're gay. The straight gay men live their lives this way. They are able to separate their need for sexual dabbling with a man from their straight lives as straight husbands. You know, I tell women that as long as you allow your husband to live in this compartmentalized closet, he will remain there forever. The fact that you remain in marriage to him allows him to justify even more that he is straight, especially in his own mind. After all, his wife isn't going anywhere, right? Prove me wrong. This convinces him even more. So, you want to prove me wrong? I'll be happy, very, very happy, if you prove me wrong. So, if your happiness is waiting for a confession that won't be coming to yourself, it won't be coming at all, do yourself a favor and stop waiting for it. Take control of your life. I'm not going to tell you to get out, but take control of your life before you allow yourself to totally lose who you are. Think about this carefully, and you will know what you need to do for you to prevent that from happening. If you have to get out, I support you. If you want to stay, I'll pray for you, because it will never get any better than that. He's not going to become straight. And no matter how much praying you do, you cannot pray the gay away, especially if he isn't praying about it himself. Remember, if your husband can't admit he is gay to himself, he will never admit it to you. In his own warped sense of reality, he is a quote-unquote straight man. And speaking about living in the world of denial, I know that the news that your husband is gay is the last thing that you want to hear from your husband, even though you want him to tell you the truth. I'm sure you don't really want to hear that. Your whole world, as you know it, has fallen apart by these few little words that can never be taken back. That's what will happen. I also know that there are some women who are in love with their husbands and are so desperate to hang on to their marriages that they believe it won't matter if their mates are gay or straight. After all, they have been happy in their marriages up until now. And surely there's a way to work around the gay thing. You can find these women in groups all over the internet exchanging ideas on how to emotionally manipulate their husbands into staying instead of leaving. In fact, they could have their own sitcom on television right now. They could have one like that they call Desperate Straight Wives, because they would have people who would star in that movie. To these women, because I see the things online and I wonder, why would a woman want to debase herself so much just to trap a man into staying when he admits he's gay and doesn't want you? How long do you want to play the guilt card, ladies? Isn't there something wrong with women who have to make a man feel guilty in order to keep him from leaving? I mean, I'm not into put putting people down. I don't intend to do that to you because you have already been put down enough by your husbands already. But think about it. Think about it. I know that the thought of ending a marriage is overwhelming, devastating, fear-producing, emotionally breaking, and bunches of more adjectives that we all can describe. But the fear of staying married to a gay man should be even worse. Imagine living with a man forever, another 10 years or 20 years, who only at best wants to be your friend. And you can't even talk to him if you're having a bad day because emotionally he cannot connect with you. Imagine worrying every time he walks out the door that he's going to meet a hookup that may turn out to be his true soulmate in life. And then you get the New Year's resolution that suddenly said, oh, I'm leaving because I met somebody and I fell in love. And then you found out it's not a Jane, it's a Jake. Oh, how many of you have lived this way? How many of you have lived this way for years? I know. Many of you play the game called, how much can I live with? First, you think, if it's only some gay pictures on the computer or a little gay porn, I can live with that, right? Then it's, if it's just meeting some other guy, some other gay people in his situation, I can live with that. Then it's, if he has to go out and do this thing every 6 months and I don't have to know, I can live with that too, right? You know how the story goes. And trust me, while you're living with that, whatever that may be, it is very debilitating. Have you looked in a mirror at yourself lately? Really looked at yourself? How many pounds have you gained since you found out that your husband was gay and hooking up with other men for sex? How many pounds have you lost? When was the last time you went to the hairdresser and got your hair done, your nails done? When was the last time you bought some nice, new, sexy outfit that make you look like a woman? When was the last time you really, really spent some time and took care of yourself since you found out about the gay thing? When was the last time? You just admire him dressed to the nines to go out to meet with his boys, right? Because he can dress. He knows how to put himself together. So you admire that. But are you doing that for yourself? When was the last time you did that for yourself since you knew about the gay thing? When was the last time he admired you like you're admiring him? When was the last time? The problem is that a lot of these men can't live with just that, especially the ones who are coming out to you and being honest for the first time in their lives. They don't really care, you know? They know that they can't keep living life as a straight husband forever. Why? Because in their hearts, they know that they are gay. And although there are online groups that will teach you how to come up with very manipulative tricks to keep your man at home, you are only deluding yourself by believing this will work itself out. It doesn't. It can't. Because even if he doesn't leave, he still doesn't want you because you are the wrong sex. You have the wrong plumbing. You don't have the right equipment. So you can delay his departure by using all the guilt you choose to use. But it is going to backfire in your face. He will grow to resent you for trying to keep him where he doesn't belong. And some of you are already feeling that. You already know what I'm talking about. He will feel more trapped in a cage than an animal, and he will respond by running harder and faster, leaving you and the kids behind in the dust. It has happened too many times. By the time a man comes out to his wife, it's not about just sex. These guys are not the straight gay men or even limbo men or bisexual. They are gay. They have accepted who they are and need to recreate their destiny. Sure, it hurts and it will hurt for a long time, but you will survive. You can still stay a family unit at times when the willingness is there on both of your part, there are some decent divorces that continue on with their friendship, divorces that continue on with their friendship, and even love as a family member, just not as a husband, because you aren't even getting that now. You live under the same roof. But holding on to something that you can never really have is destructive to you and your children, because believe me, they are watching. Listening to others who teach women ways to hang on to their gay husbands is not going to ever result in the happiness that you deserve. And I think you already know that. Please, there is nothing that's going on right now with you that can't be fixed. Reach out to support groups that understand your pain, not groups that are going to help you prolong the pain. You need to advocate for you. When was the last time you advocate for yourself and your children? When was the last time? Maybe if you can't, you can get Jesus to do that for you.
So many broken homes, broken families, broken marriages. People are hurting.
Oh, yes.
But I know God can fix it. Hallelujah. If you're battered in your life by the ways of sin and strife, and the storms that rage sometimes cover you, or if your loved ones let you down and there's nowhere else to turn, there is comfort in the one, the great I am.
Why don't you trust him and take him at his word? He's calling you today. Please don't turn him away. He will change your life and give a brighter day.
You are broken and need mending. The master hand is reaching out for you. You are hurting and no one's helping. Jesus Christ will fix your broken heart. Ooh, oh, oh. Oh, sometimes it seems so hard to live this way and carry on. Everything you try, ooh, crumbles and falls. Don't give up and fade away, for he promises a brighter day. Why don't you claim it? Your deliverance is here.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.